Face Matters.
Giggle box.
Say hi.
Yes, guys, I've been censored again.
I've been censored. This is our third take, y'all.
I was trying to be like Biggie Smalls. No.
What?
Tupac when he said that, sorry.
What did he say?
Really?
Yeah.
You don't know any of his songs?
Well, I do, but... All right, so... How's your week been?
Well, Jen, it's not been that bad, actually.
I've had a good week.
You've been off work.
I know. I've been on vacation.
Where'd you go?
I went to Nashville, and like Ashlyn and I went to Nashville to see my mom, and we went and saw Wicked, the musical.
Cool. Did you get a chance to go see the Bell Witch Festival?
Shut your face. No, I did not.
Sorry, buddy.
Like we were going to, but I thought that I would be the only one that was like super crazy excited about it and everybody else would be bored, so we didn't go.
Right after you did the story too.
I know. I was hoping it'd be a big hint, but I was like
tisk.
Yeah, I told my mom, I was like, we have to listen to the story if we're going. And she was like, no, I don't want to listen. So, there we go.
There you go.
There we go. But you did send me something interesting, and I'm kind of obsessed with it right now.
Everything I send you is interesting.
It is, but this was something about the Megalodon.
Oh, did you see that other one I sent you to where that great white was bit in half?
Yes.
Crazy.
It was crazy. Y'all, they are actually getting what they think is sightings of megalodons. And
right when Meg 2 comes out.
Right when Meg 2 comes out. That's awful now. I feel stupid. But they're mainly spotting them in Antarctica. Antarctica has some crazy shit going on. We should do a story on Antarctica. Because they don't allow people to go there.
I've been there.
Have you?
Yep.
Was it fun stuff?
It was cold.
Well, okay.
I can't talk about it, though.
But,
fun stuff.
But, yeah, and it's so funny. What got me interested, like, more interested in it was I was watching that show, Follow the House Usher, and they were talking about how somebody in the show had been there, but he would never talk about it. And then he, like, opened up about Hollow Earth and stuff like that. So I was like, it's crazy.
Well, yeah, there's all kind of conspiracy theories about it.
Yeah, like it's crazy now.
And what people found when they did explore it and this and the other.
Yeah, like that story would be so long with all the stuff that people have supposedly found. So I think that's one we should get on because I'm kind of like obsessed with Antarctica right now. But anyway... Halloween is coming up.
It's almost here.
It feels like October started yesterday and now it's almost over.
Yeah.
It's like I wait all year for October and then it's just so fast. But it's been a really good October, I think.
Yeah, it's just now starting to get cold too.
Yeah.
Like, well, no, I'll take that back. Like, it got cold, like, it saw a state trooper, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, and then it warmed back up just a little bit, not like too much. But now I think it's starting to ease back into getting cold again. So.
Yeah, like it's been really nice, but also like we've had our little scary movies that we've been watching and it's just been a really good October. I'm very happy with this October and I found the rest of the Halloween decorations that I thought I lost.
Oh, yeah.
So those will go up tomorrow.
Well, that's always a plus.
So much fun. So many skeletons. Okay.
Skeletons in your closet.
What? Obviously, you know what the story is tonight.
No, what?
No, you just... Because you helped me with my notes today. So I figured that you knew what the story was about.
Oh, no.
Okay, well...
What notes? I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. Well, tonight, we are talking about the Headless Horseman.
No way.
Actually, we're talking about the legend of Sleepy Hollow because it's more about Sleepy Hollow than the Headless Horseman, I think. Wow. But we are going over the story of that. But also the other hauntings that take place in Sleepy Hollow. And fun fact, Sleepy Hollow is a real place.
Yeah, in New York.
Yes, and it's
actually, they have a lot of Halloween stuff.
They truly do.
You know, they even have a school called up.
Did you really just steal that from me?
What?
What?
I didn't even know what you were talking about.
Oh my God, I told you that today, and you're like, really? Like, the high school in Sleepy Hollow is Sleepy Hollow High,
right,
and
like I just said.
Their mascot is a horseman.
Right, I just said that.
I really want a t-shirt from that high school. So if we have any listeners that, like, have anything to do with Sleepy Hollow High, I want a shirt. That's all there is to it.
Sticking to it.
But yes, we're going to talk about Sleepy Hollow tonight. And I'm very excited about this because when I was younger, my dad would always tell me the story of Sleepy Hollow, the legend of Sleepy Hollow. And then I'd watch that, the old cartoon of Ichabod Crane, you know?
Well, I watched that one show about it.
It was Sleepy Hollow, right?
Is that what it was called?
I think that's what it's called, is Sleepy Hollow. Y'all, it's a really good show. It's on Hulu if you want to watch it. And then while I was doing this the other day, I watched Sleepy Hollow, the Tim Burton movie, Sleepy Hollow.
Oh, okay.
And so good. Such a good movie. I love Tim Burton. But let's go ahead and dive on in. This will be a fun one tonight. So, as I said, we are talking about
what?
Your notes.
What? What are you this time?
Well, I put we're talking about the Headless Horseman, and you put the Headless Horseman's cock.
No, I did not.
You did put that.
You are such a
dirty.
Person. But oh my God, I cannot believe you just said that on the air.
Oh, there's more that you've written, so I'll
did not
say
that.
A lot more on air.
She's trying to blackmail me.
But to understand the legend, you have to know the story of porn. Anything dirty
what?
That I'm saying is notes that Troy has
what?
Added. So
what?
just know
now you're
this.
Talking about porn?
Porn.
What is your deal, Pickle?
The Headless Horseman's cock.
Oh,
are
my God.
Are you serious right now?
What are you doing?
Stop.
You are awful.
You're awful.
I'm reporting you.
To what?
So now this has to be an explicit episode.
All of our episodes are explicit.
God.
Okay.
You're awful.
So, every year when the green leaves turn bright orange and red and when pumpkins appear on our doorsteps, this classic ghost story is retold, the legend of Sleepy Hollow. This is the story of a young man named Ichabod Crane. Ichabod was a young school teacher in the town of Sleepy Hollow. The year was around 1790. The majority of people that lived in Sleepy Hollow were descendants of the early Dutch settlers. Sleepy Hollow is located in New York, and Ichabod Crane was an outsider. He was from Connecticut. He was very tall, thin, and lanky with a long nose. He was a strict but fair teacher, and his salary wasn't very much, so his students' families would board him for a week at a time. To earn a little extra money, Ichabod would do some farm work, he would watch the children, and he was also a choir master.
A what master?
Choir master in the church. He even gave voice lessons to his students.
Okay.
Yes.
That's not a holy good one.
He sang very loudly in church because he thought he was a great singer. And
lucky on the car.
Exactly. Boy, you should have heard me today.
Boy.
Boy. Ichabod is also a firm believer in witchcraft and the supernatural.
Was, you mean?
Huh? Don't get ahead of the story, okay?
Was.
Oh,
so we think this is a live person now. Okay, sorry. Got it.
Okay.
No spoiler alerts.
No spoilers.
He may or may not be alive or dead. Wow.
He spends evenings.
6,000 years old.
Stop. He spends some evenings sharing and listening to ghost stories and tales of the supernatural with the older women of the town. But the story.
Like a playboy to me.
Oh, yeah. But the story he most loved to hear was that of the Headless Horseman. However, after hearing all the ghost stories, it was always hard for Ichabod to walk home. Really?
Why? Because he had a raging clue?
He did not have a raging clue.
You don't know that. He just visited old women. Okay, I give up. Oh, by the way, before we go any further, we're starting True Blood over again.
Sure are.
And speaking of Headless Horseman, the show that I told you that we were that I had watched or whatever.
Sleepy Hollow.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's what it's called. Sleepy Hollow.
That dude that played the Headless Horseman, it was really good. And it came out years ago, but it was really good. Like, yeah. He was scary.
Yeah, it was like super
menacing
good.
Type thing.
Yeah.
Like, and then how it all began was so cool. I really want to watch that again.
Like, we've watched it twice, and I do not remember the beginning of it.
Oh, my God. They're all in battle, and, like, this badass British soldier, I think, is coming after dude, and it's really good.
Like, okay. I would like to rewatch it.
He wakes up, and it's, like, nowadays.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's badass.
So, Ichabod frightens very easy and was scared of the dark, so it was hard for him to walk home after hearing all those stories. But Ichabod loved the ladies.
Yeah, boy.
He liked impressing them with his education.
Oh.
And his refined taste. Say it louder.
No, you're the dirty one.
And his gigantic brain.
You're so dirty.
You're so dirty. You literally just whispered cock over there.
Shall we talk about what your main picture is on your Discord?
What is my main picture? Oh my God.
Who's dirty?
It doesn't show that part.
Trying to get some attention.
Anyway, he did have his eyes set on one particular young lady.
I doubt it was just one lady.
Well, he was interested in Katrina Van Tassel.
Katrina?
Yes.
I thought that was a modern name.
I mean, it's probably an old name too. But Katrina was the beautiful daughter of a wealthy farmer.
Oh, yeah. Get it, boy.
Of course he was drawn to her for her looks and charm, but also because she was an only child, and she would inherit everything from her father. There was only one problem. Katrina was being courted by Abraham Van Brunt, also known as Brom Bones. Brom was popular. What?
You imagine calling him by his name and like, what up, Brom?
Brom was popular. He was good. He was good humored, and he was known for being very strong. And he loved to play pranks. Most of the men in town were intimidated by Brom, so they didn't try to court Katrina. That just sounds like,
hey, Brom.
You know, like, I feel like he wears his short shorts and his Sperry's. You know what I mean?
I feel like if you look at him, you know that his father will sue.
Exactly. Exactly. Let's see. So everybody, all the other men in the town were very intimidated. They wouldn't even attempt to talk to Katrina. So Ichabod decided to give Katrina private singing lessons, which obviously would enrage Brom, who retaliated by playing numerous pranks on Ichabod. Some of the pranks include breaking into the schoolhouse and turning all the furniture upside down. He would stop up the chimney of the schoolhouse so it would fill with smoke, and he even got a dog and trained it to howl every time Ichabod sang, and gave it to Katrina as a gift. Hmm. So while she was getting her singing lessons, the dog would howl the whole time. Which, that's kind of a good prank. I like that. But I bet that took a long time. One autumn afternoon, right? We will say it was October 22nd. The whole town receives an invitation to a party at the Van Tassel farm. In his excitement, Ichabod dismisses his students early so he could go home and get ready. He spends extra time getting ready that night, fixing his hair and putting on his only suit. To impress Katrina, he even borrowed a horse named Gunpowder from his neighbor, Hans Van Ripper. Gunpowder was an old plow horse, scruffy and grumpy and blind in one eye.
Oh, sorry, I was reading something.
Oh, okay.
This dad was just arrested for spraying his adult kids in the face with pepper spray.
Wow. The stirrups of Gunpowder's saddle were way too high for Ichabod's gangly frame, and his knees were bent while he rode, making him look like a grasshopper. On his ride to the Van Tassel farm, he is thinking about all the food he's going to eat alongside Katrina if he's able to court her. The party is in full swing when Ichabod arrives in the early evening. Brom arrives on his own horse named Daredevil, a strong, fast horse that no one else is able to ride. The young men and women were all socializing. Everyone is dressed in their best attire. Ichabod skipped the socializing and went directly to the food. He spends a long while enjoying the many delicious savory and sweet dishes that have been put out for the guest. As he eats, Ichabod becomes increasingly happy. He fantasizes about the day he will own the farm as Katrina's husband. Ichabod is in an extremely good mood when the music starts, and he joins the dance floor enthusiastically. He believes he is an excellent dancer, and his mood continues to improve. His mood continues to improve as he dances with Katrina while Brom angrily watches.
Wow.
When the dancing concludes, Ichabod joins the residents of Sleepy Hollow as they tell stories. Some of the older men tell exaggerated tales about their days as soldiers during the American Revolution. Eventually, the topic turns to stories of ghost sightings, especially the sighting of the Headless Horseman. Brom jokes that he once raced the Headless Horseman and claims he would have won had the horseman not disappeared in a flash of fire as he usually does when he crosses the church bridge. Ichabod shares his own ghost stories from Connecticut of his nightly walks in Sleepy Hollow and excerpts from his favorite book, History of New England Witchcraft by Cotton Mather's. If you don't know, Cotton Mather's was a big believer in witchcraft and had a hand in the Salem witch trials. We should do a story on him. He's not a nice person. As the party winds down, Ichabod stays to talk to Katrina. Ichabod then leaves the party looking dejected and crestfallen. As Ichabod rides home in the dark, he's thinking about all the ghost stories he heard that evening, and he becomes increasingly spooked by the surrounding noises that night. He prods Gunpowder to move more quickly, causing the old horse to stumble off the road. Soon after, Ichabod notices a large figure. A large figure astride a horse. He slows to let the rider pass, but the rider keeps pace with him. Does that mean that Ichabod's like riding and the rider comes up next to him and just stays with him pretty much?
Probably.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. When Ichabod finally gets a good look at him, he is horrified. He is riding right next to the man who is headless, and he carries his head in his lap. Terrified, Ichabod kicks Gunpowder again, and the old horse begins to run. A chase ensues. Ichabod can barely hold on, but feels relief when he sees the old church bridge up ahead. He believes the headless horseman will disappear when he crosses it, just like in the stories. Ichabod looks over his shoulder as he reaches the bridge, but the horseman does not disappear. Instead, he stops, and he throws his head at Ichabod, who is knocked off onto the ground by one blow. The next day, Ichabod is nowhere to be found. He does not show up at the schoolhouse, and Gunpowder has returned alone to Hans von Ripper Farm. The townspeople conduct a search that leads them to the old church bridge, and they find Ichabod's hat and a smashed pumpkin, but no Ichabod. Ichabod's disappearance soon becomes a legend in Sleepy Hollow, and many believe it was the headless horseman that took Ichabod Crane. And that's the story of the headless horseman.
Mm. Wow.
As I said, I have loved that story since I was little. But
I have too, though. It's always intrigued me.
It's a very good story. But did you know that a lot of that story is true?
There's a headless horseman.
We're going to get to it. Washington Irving actually heard a legend and wrote the short story, The Headless Horseman. Now, as it went, a Dutchman was drinking at a local tavern and heard the story of a Hessian soldier who was buried in the old Dutch burying ground without his head because it was never found. The men spoke of a ghost on a horse riding through the cemetery. He was looking for his lost head, but the Dutchman laughed at the story. It was nothing but a story, right?
Right.
But when he left that night, it wasn't so funny. When he saw the graveyard from the story, he felt uneasy and he walked faster. And then he saw a light coming from the ground in the graveyard, and a mist rose from an unmarked grave. The Dutchman started to sweat. The mist turned into a horse with a headless rider. The man screamed. He dropped his lantern and ran as fast as he could. He ran to the bridge because, of course, spirits cannot cross water. He then tripped and fell, and the horseman galloped past him. And as he saw the horseman, he noticed he was wearing a Hessian uniform. He waited in the bushes for hours, and then he ran home and told his wife. Word spread fast of the headless horseman, so the legend was born. Or was it a legend? There are actual historical facts that will back this story up.
Really?
Really, really. There's a sign on Merritt Hill that says, "This historic site is Merritt Hill, which marks one of the actions in the Battle of White Plains on October 28, 1776. During the attack on Chatterton Hill, the British marched up the road to Connecticut to attack the left flank of Washington's defense, assembled on Hatfield Hill opposite Merritt Hill. General Heath, under General Washington, had placed Colonel Malcolm, his New York regiment, and Lieutenant Fino with one field piece to station Merritt Hill in defense of Hatfield Hill. Lieutenant Fino fired a cannonball directly into British horsemen approaching Hatfield Hill. This single shot caused the British to retreat." And you wrote a note right there.
What?
Yes. But come to find out, the British had reinforcements that were Hessian mercenaries. So, they were from Germany. As you can guess, the cannonball that was shot actually took the head off one of the Hessian mercenaries, leaving him forever known as the Headless Horseman. And you wrote, he was also hung like a horse.
Damn, Gina.
Also, Ichabod Crane was a real person. Irving and Ichabod met and served together in the War of 1812. You put that they were secret lovers. That is not a fact.
Why are you saying that?
So, Let's talk about the other hauntings that go on in Sleepy Hollow. Because, as you know, it doesn't just stop with a headless horseman. Let's see. This is the curse of the Bronze Lady. It takes place at the road from the headless... Oh my gosh, I almost read that, what you wrote.
What I wrote?
You wrote the headless brothel. From the Headless Horseman Bridge. And the bridge that I actually posted on Instagram as a hint for this week's story is the Headless Horseman Bridge in Sleepy Hollow. So, I thought that was pretty neat. I bet the people from Sleepy Hollow are the only ones that will get that. And all of the kids of Sleepy Hollow High know the story. There was a Civil War general named Samuel Thomas who had made millions in coal and railroad after the war. When he died in 1903, his widow Anne had him laid to his rest. Oh my gosh, I can't even read this right. You made so many notes. Had him laid to rest in a mausoleum at the top of Sleepy Hollow Cemetery. Anne didn't think the mausoleum was enough to mark the memory of her millionaire husband. She wanted something more. She wanted a sculpture to adorn Samuel's grave. She reached out to Andrew O'Connor Jr., a top sculptor of the day, and he was also hung like a horse.
Damn, Jen. Stop. What the hell?
What is your deal? O'Connor's creation was larger than life. Nothing. Okay.
You laugh like a horse.
He made a bronze woman seated across from the general's crypt. Wow. The bronze lady was huge, and her large hands kept her left knee. Y'all can just imagine the notes I'm skipping right now that he put in here. Just use your imagination. Her bare right foot poked from beneath her gown. Her lips were pursed and her eyes were downcast. She looked sad, mournful, waiting. The widow Thomas was not happy with the finished product. She told the sculptor it was too depressing. She wanted something happier.
What happened?
You put with more sex.
What?
The sculptor got to work and made a happier head. And when he showed... Oh my God, you put... when he showed her his penis. But when he showed it to his client, she was too happy. That is more like it. But the arrogant artist threw the happy head to the floor, smashing it. He told the widow he would never add it to the sculpture. And he never did. When Anne Thomas was entombed next to her husband in 1944, mourners passed the bronze lady. She insulted. Nowadays, people say the statue is cursed. Some people say, if you sit in her lap and spin around three times, you'll get cursed. And another story says, if you sit on her lap and look through the keyhole of the mausoleum, you may see a ghost. And some people say, if you touch her cheek, you will get cursed. So, don't ever do that when you see the bronze lady.
Yeah, don't do that.
Don't do that. So, on to the next one. The school bus children. Oh, my goodness.
Goodness gracious.
One of the most prevalent haunted stories of Sleepy Hollow is that of the school bus children who died on the road when their bus overturned. Some say the haunted children come from a school that used to be located along the road in the 1930s. The teacher or camp counselor at the school killed those children. Still, others say that the school had burnt down, leading to the death of those children whose ghosts can be seen walking along the side of the road wearing their uniforms from the 1930s. The ghosts of these children appear momentarily before disappearing. That is some scary shit. Could you imagine driving down the road and seeing little ghost children walking around? Mm-hmm. Yeah, ghost kids are like scarier than anything, you know?
Right.
Next we have Mary, the lady in white, also sometimes known as the White Witch. And she makes frequent appearances on Sleepy Hollow Road, terrifying drivers. Now, there are different narratives on who the Lady in White is and whether she was a witch. However, she is known to haunt the road where it meets Mount Misery Road. That is where the White Witch appears in front of drivers, scaring them to death as their cars pass through her ghostly figure. Some people say the White Lady is the ghost of a woman named Mary who died on this road after being pushed out of the car by her boyfriend. In other versions of the same story, it is said that she jumped out of the moving car and died as a result of her injuries. But still, others say she was a teenager who was hit by a car on her way home. No one really knows the real identity of the woman in white. Some say she was a patient at a hospital that used to be located near the road back in the 1840s and 50s before it was mysteriously burned down as people were trapped inside the building. It was rebuilt again at the same place years later before being burnt down a second time. Local folks believe the lady in white was either a nurse or a patient at that hospital who torched the place herself. People also claim to see burning specters as they pass by the place where the hospital used to be, accompanied by screams and cries of those who tragically lost their lives in those fires. Some people say that Mary is the ghost of a woman who was hung on the side of the road during the witch hunts of the 1600s and the 1700s. Her soul is eternally trapped wandering this road from the trauma of her death. The ghost of the overpass. If you cross the Sleepy Hollow Road where the Northern State Parkway overpass is, you might come across the corpses of teens who killed themselves by hanging from the overpass. Drivers who honk their horns or switch their lights on and off while going through the underpass can sometimes see the spectral images of people hanging from the overpass. Another similar account mentions two young teenage boys who were killed by a car because they couldn't see it approaching them. Drivers are advised to honk their horns before entering the overpass, lest the ghosts of those teenage boys jump in front of them as they go through. Some say that a woman who was killed on the road in the 70s sometimes helps push the cars through if they find themselves stuck on the road by the bridge. People report seeing a pair of spectral hands who help push their car when it has stopped under the bridge and put it in neutral. There are also reports of the ghost of a little child that appears to be sitting on the roadside by itself. Apparently, that child was killed in a collision near the bridge. Why are these all children?
I don't know.
It's all like teenagers and kids.
Yeah, I don't know.
What is going on? Next, we have the ghost of the policeman. One of the most horrifying and scary experiences that people go through is when they are stopped on the road by a police officer. Upon checking their ID and documentation, as the officer turns around, people notice blood on his uniform and that the back of his head seems to be missing. The officer is no real officer, at least not in the sense that he is living. He is apparently the ghost of an officer who died on this road in the line of duty from a shotgun blast to the back of his head. No one seems to know when this officer died or what exactly happened to him, but the sight of him is enough to scare people and confirm the horrible reality that he experienced in his last moments. That's awful.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that so much. That's like American Horror Story, where the original owner, like, comes to look at the house like she's a buyer, and she's talking to the lady that owns the house, and then, like, she turns around and you see the back of her head, and it's a gunshot wound to the back of her head.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, we love American Horror Story, y'all.
Which we have an episode to watch, by the way.
We have two episodes to watch.
What?
Next, we have the Hell Dog of Sleepy Hollow.
Hill dog. What's up, hill dog?
It's a hell dog, like a hellhound. Given the variety of ghostly encounters that people have on Sleepy Hollow Road, it is no surprise that not only humans, but animal spirits also haunt the road, scaring passersby half to death. In one of the most frightening brushes with death itself, people describe seeing the ghost of the hill dog from the thick woods that surround the Sleepy Hollow Road. The hill dog is unlike any other, while eyes glowing bright red from the thick, dark trees. Some people say it is an omen of impending death of whoever sees them. Wouldn't that be a hellhound? So that would be an omen because hellhounds show up when their time is up, right? Mm-hmm. Okay.
According to Supernatural.
Well, Supernatural is usually right.
It really is.
It. I mean, truly. Next, we have the ghost carrying a basket of heads. While there might be people walking alongside of the road, drivers are cautioned not to pick people up from the road, especially those they see wandering on the road on their own at night. These wanderers may not be actual people, but rather ghostly apparitions, walking along what feels to them like a familiar haunt. There is one ghost in particular that likes to walk along the road carrying a basket in his hands. This is no bread basket, but rather a basket full of severed heads, as people often discover to their horror upon stopping to help the man. Hmm. I wonder what that story is. That's all we get. It's not like he's a dead serial killer that collected heads, or he wasn't in the war. Maybe he's got the Headless Horseman's head in there. Maybe they should meet up. He needs to go wait by the Headless Horseman Bridge and give him his head back. Problem solved.
There you go.
No more headless horsemen. Next, we have the ghostly carriage. The difficulty of driving at night is that it is often hard to see, even with your car lights on. Drivers on Sleepy Hollow Road sometimes report seeing lights behind their car, apparently from another car that seems to be following them. The first instinct people have when they discover these lights is to try and go a bit faster to lose these people, whoever they may be, so that their journey can continue normally. However, people soon realize that this car is attempting to overtake them as it passes by. But then people realize it is not a car at all. In fact, the lights they were seeing were from a ghostly carriage that had been behind them this whole time. Now, this is a dangerous situation for the drivers to be in, because this ghostly carriage is attempting to drive the people in the car down a cliff from a turn up ahead after it passes them. Drivers that are not careful may find themselves at the bottom of the cliff if they survive the fall. Whether one believes in ghosts or not, it is best to stay cautious when driving, walking, or hiking along Sleepy Hollow Road. Plenty of ghosts and spirits of those who died on the road or in the nearby wooded areas will still haunt the passersby today. And those are all the ghosts of Sleepy Hollow.
Well,
Sleepy Hollow is crazy, and we really need to go.
Yes.
Okay. I do know that they do have a Halloween festival every year. And while I was looking stuff up about Sleepy Hollow today, they are having a Sleepy Hollow haunted house type thing. And it looked so cool, y'all. So if y'all live around that area, y'all need to take a trip there. And even if it's not during Halloween, that place is absolutely gorgeous. Just don't drive through Sleepy Hollow at night and pick up any hitchhikers, because that could be bad. So, what do you think?
I think it's real.
You think this the Headless Horseman is real?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it was a Hessian soldier?
No. I'm going to go off the TV show.
So that he was a Hessian soldier?
It wasn't a Hessian soldier.
That's what he was in, like, all the stories.
No, he was like a British soldier in the show.
Well, the Hessians worked for the Brits.
But he was a Brit.
Okay. Well, I need to finish this show because you finished it without me last time.
Well, you probably went to bed.
No, I went to work. Bed. No.
Bed.
Maybe.
You go to bed at 8:30, Grandma.
I do. I get so tired.
Oh, so dinner's at 4:30. Okay, thank you.
Oh my gosh. Have you guys seen that? It's It's so cute. It's a reel, and it's like this old dog coming up to his owner, and he's like, "What time is dinner? Is it at 4 o'clock?" And the owner's like, "No, it's at 4:30.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, 4:30, thank you. And the dog is so pitiful looking. Just feed it. But yes, you guys, I hope you enjoyed it. This was kind of a fun episode.
For and Halloween. For, like, nothing like too crazy.
Yeah, nothing too crazy. It's one of those fun ghost stories for Halloween. Definitely read the story, The Headless Horseman or The Legend of Sleepy Hollow. It's by Washington Irving, and it's just a short story. It's a fun story. If you've never seen the cartoon, it's an old cartoon, but it is so good.
Remember, the veil is getting thinner.
It is getting thinner, so be careful and start looking for stuff you may not normally see.
And remember, revenge is beneath us, but accidents do happen.
They do happen. But yes, the veil is getting thinner. That's probably what we should do it on, is the veil for Halloween. We've got to think of something super scary to do our final story for October on. What? Is that The Headless Horseman?
I guess so.
Wow.
How weird is that? Well, Facebook listens to us.
Sure do. It sure does. But yes, you guys, we need a final scary story. And this has to be so scary because it's going to come out on Halloween.
Like a day before.
Yeah, probably a day before. So what I want you guys to do is think of the scariest thing you can. Send it in to us. And maybe we will pick your story for Halloween. I know we've done all of the Universal Monsters. We did that one Halloween.
Yeah.
And The Headless Horseman was so fun. I love doing it. What did you just find?
Unearthed in Poland, the remains of a female vampire pinned to the ground with a sickle across her throat to ward off the supernatural.
It was iron, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. I think we should do more vampire stories because I noticed that our vampire story, our vampire encounters, did really well. Like, people seem to like the vampire stories. So
I want to be a vampire so bad.
Me too,
but
y'all.
Not a strained vampire or a damn glittery vampire. I want to be a lost boy vampire.
I
want to
be a True Blood vampire. No, I don't. Because, so, like, we just saw a really just vampire that I wouldn't want to be. But, like Pam is awesome. I love how she treats everybody.
Yeah, she's cool.
She's amazing.
I would like to go and make my own vampire and have certain powers and, like, from each show, take what I like about them and make it.
You know what? That's a really good idea. That's going to be our topic. Well, not our story, but we're going to come back to that topic and we're going to make our ideal vampire. If we were going to be a vampire, what powers would we want? We have an assignment for next week.
I definitely want to be able to.
You can't do it right now, though.
Glamour people, as they say in True Blood, but they also do it in most of them.
Yeah.
But, like, actually, you know what I want my superpower to be as a vampire?
What?
Ultra rich.
I don't think that's a thing. But if you were super old vampire, then you, I would hope you would. We've already had this conversation.
Yeah. I'm not going to be 200 years old and be broke.
Yeah, like, that's awful. But anyways, we're going to get back to you on that. We're going to talk about what our dream vampire would be if we got turned next episode. I love that idea. And you guys are going to send in some scary, spooky ideas for Halloween. We need something super scary, and I need them now so I can start researching it.
Why don't we do a vampire story?
Well, I need to find one. Guys, if y'all know of any vampire stories that I have not covered, or that I need to cover again and do better, because we did encounters, then we can do that. I would really like to do a vampire story. So, guys, let us know, and we will do it for Halloween.
Sounds good to me.
Sounds good.
If you will watch your language and quit being so dirty.
Dirty and filthy. All right, you guys. Y'all have a wonderful week. Y'all be safe out there. Drink lots of water and make good choices.
Also, too, I know this is off topic and it's a little strange, but if you do have little ones that you take trick-or-treating, consider also, too, going to, like, retirement homes or nursing homes, because the old people really love seeing the kids in their outfits, and they give lots of candy. Not just Werther's Originals.
And fucking candy corn.
You know, candy corn gets all this hate.
I hate candy corn.
But how come damn those circus peanuts get no smoke at all? Those things are damn worse. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Those things are horrid.
Do people give those out still?
I don't know.
I don't think they even make them anymore.
Beef or chicken Raymond this year. Take your pick, kids.
All right, y'all. Thanks for listening, and we will see y'all next week.
Bye.